A World Where, by Ani Ryder and H.K. Goldstein. Episode 6, Ash.
We'll be docking on Starship Vertac in approximately 20 minutes. At this time, please return your tray tables to their upright
position. Damn it!
And ensure
fucking
that all carry-on
thing.
Luggage is safely secured, as gravity
shit.
Will be
fucking
returning to
God
the cabin.
God damn it! Shit!
Also, please be.
I fell asleep.
That there
very
are no
astute.
Be close.
20 minutes. I lost my nuts.
What?
My peanuts. There's one floating by your left shoulder.
Oh.
Could you?
Yeah. Here.
I think one bounced into the overhead. Can you reach?
Yeah.
Thank
I
you for flying
got
with
it.
Us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your journey.
Those little packets are tricky in zero-G, right? Trick is to cup it between your palms, like this. Then you squeeze inward. See? Peanuts contained.
Okay. Did I ask for a physics lesson? I don't need fucking
okay.
Isaac Newton
sorry.
To open my nuts for me.
Sorry for being helpful.
Are you?
No. No,
then
not
don't
really.
Lie.
All right.
If you're not sorry, don't say
all
that
right.
You're sorry.
What?
We gotta fill out the form.
Fuck.
Remind me when we
yeah,
land.
Yeah, I'll set an alarm on my phone.
Great.
You've got that face.
What face?
Are you gonna do this tonight?
What's that mean?
Sometimes we go out to have fun and you, like, turn into a black hole.
Excuse
Everyone's
me?
Everyone's having fun and then you come in and you're all gloomy and quiet. And suddenly the atmosphere gets sucked out of the room.
Did we have to make plans with John?
He's my best
oh,
friend.
His fucking spouse. What's their name? I don't even
Look,
know his spouse.
Can we just get through this without alienating anyone?
Please. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I love you.
Thanks.
Thank you, folks. Glad to have you all here. What a beautiful audience. For those of you flying in from other vessels, allow me to welcome you to the beautiful Starship Vertac. Tonight, we take the next small step in humanity's giant leap into the cosmos. That's right, folks. You are here tonight to bear witness to the complete destruction of the planet Earth. We've got some incredible people joining us tonight. We're honored to be joined by the president and CEO of the Vertac Corporation, Mr. Jim Cox. An honor, sir, truly. We've got some visiting dignitaries from the ExxonMobil fleet. We've got executives from McDonald's One, the Alibaba Cruiser, the Fruit of the Loom Micro Mesh Boxer Brief Spaceliner, and, yes, folks, we even invited a senator or two. Now, folks, the government is very important and they do a lot of good, as long as we don't let them make any real decisions. Anyway, enjoy yourselves, folks, and enjoy this next little number I like to call Starlight.
Mel. Hey, Mel.
John!
Here.
Hi, how are you? You remember my partner, Sky?
I do. Good to see you, Sky. And, this is my
Hi,
partner.
Hi, I'm Tam. They, them pronouns.
I'm Mel, she, her.
Sky. They, them.
Sky. Lovely name.
I'm used to it.
You have sad eyes.
Okay.
Have a seat, you guys. Drinks menu is right here. Your flight got in all right?
Yeah, no trouble.
Good. So. Earth.
Yeah.
It's gonna...
Should be something.
Watching billions of people boil away into space? Yeah, definitely.
This guy's cranky.
Something.
They voted against
no,
it.
I'm not
I understand.
Cranky.
I don't know how I feel about it either.
Seems clear-cut to
me. I voted
me.
For it,
just
but,
a big
like,
radioactive
sure.
ball that we keep throwing money at. You know, humanitarian aid alone costs the private sector $23
trillion billion,
a year.
Wasn't it?
There was some article
yeah,
on my feed.
That article. I read that. Was it billion
and
or
what
trillion?
About the people who live
that.
There? We just They're burn them up?
People anymore with those
right,
genetics.
Right.
It doesn't matter what they look like. They're still people,
oh,
you know? They
too.
Need a voice.
Was
they need
gross?
Someone up here to speak for them. They need a do you have the wine list?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Thanks. They need our help. Justice and, like, There's no rosé on here.
Yes, there is.
Right, no, that's here. Prosecco.
Yeah?
Do you think rosé and Prosecco are the same thing? Okay, we're going to have a talk about that later. That is atrocious. Anyway, what was I saying?
Voice.
What?
Voice.
Voice?
You were talking about a voice.
Whatever, I lost my train of thought. Have you really never had Prosecco?
You always order the drinks, I just drink
the
what
bubbly
you order.
One.
Champagne?
Really?
Justice.
Sorry?
You were talking about justice.
Okay.
But do you fight for justice or do you just talk about
Excuse
it?
Me?
I'm asking if you've really fought for the 10 billion people suffering
wow.
on Earth.
Where the fuck
or
did this
just,
come from?
I'm an artist. I'm confrontation.
That is delightful.
Talking is so bourgeois. You think you're a warrior for justice? Last week, I screamed for 3 hours while totally submerged in a glass tank of skim milk.
Why?
To fight
it was art,
for justice.
A performance thing. They have a residency on the Guggenheim
cruiser.
Raise
money?
To raise awareness.
It's 25,000 miles wide and we're
hey,
orbiting
do
around
you guys
it.
Feel something?
Who the fuck
what?
Isn't
I think
aware
we might be
of
towards a black hole?
I don't think we are,
no,
sweetheart.
Really?
Drinks.
It feels like
who
the oxygen
wants
is
drinks?
Getting
Can I go
out
away
of
from here to the bar and get drinks?
Bourbon.
I'd like
neat.
White wine mixed with acai-infused seltzer water
Make
and a single
a
drop of human blood.
Just water sign.
For your information, Tam, I am doing something.
Really?
Yeah, Tam. I'm raising a kid, which is way harder than screaming in milk.
We're sponsoring a child, an Earth child. We're paying
His name's
for its
Ash,
flight up
and
world.
He's beautiful. And he's coming to live with us as soon as we fill out the, oh shit, the form.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you set an alarm?
Yeah, for some reason it didn't go off.
Well, we gotta fill it out before midnight, so don't forget. Anyway, yeah, what do you think of that, Tam?
You're protecting one child. I'm protecting
Oh my god,
billions.
I gotta take a shit. Where's the bathroom? I'll find it. Back soon.
Glass of water, white wine, and 2 double bourbons.
No blood?
Oh, hey, you escaped.
Thought Tam ordered a drop of human blood in theirs.
I just squeeze a maraschino cherry over it. They don't notice. Cheers.
Long-term relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, fuck.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yep, I've been avoiding you.
Well, you're here now.
Fine.
Figured out why this is so good.
Above average, don't flatter yourself.
It's because you hate me.
Do I now?
That was a hate fuck. Ergo, you hate me.
I don't hate you. I hate myself. I was hate fucking myself. You were just around.
I'm so romantic.
Romantic? John, what do you think this is?
I don't know.
It is literally nothing. I'm bored. I'm floating around in a box in the middle of space, and I'm bored as fuck. With you, I'm not bored for like 20 minutes.
Come on.
I wish I was down on that planet tonight. Getting blown up? At least that'd be interesting.
You don't mean that.
You gotta find some concealer.
What?
You've got like 10 hickeys.
Shit, where?
There, there, and there.
Does it count as a hickey if you broke the skin?
No, that's a vampire bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like Dracula. I sucked your blood and now you're my thrall.
What's that?
It means you serve me.
Oh, I serve you.
Yeah. Now turn around and bend over, thrall.
How do I look?
Fine, whatever.
Oh, fuck, they're on stage.
What?
I tried to stop them, they just ran out.
I'll go get them.
Wake-up call for all of you.
Hey, Sky.
I will not be silent.
Yeah.
Talk
Think
to
about
you
what
for
you're
a
doing,
sec?
People.
Outside?
Blowing up Earth?
Okay.
Think about what a metaphor that is. Maybe it hasn't gotten through
babe,
to you,
babe,
but this next piece
here.
Should really
we
open your eyes.
Before...
I call it untitled, parentheses, pulling chicken wings from my asshole.
Whoa, okay, babe, time to go.
Wake up, people. You're witnessing change in action.
God, how many do you have up there?
Okay, we're outside. What? What?
You fucked John. There's blood on your collar.
Maybe. I got a nosebleed.
Did you bite him too hard?
No, I bit him just as hard
God
as I wanted
it,
to.
Damn it, Sky.
Oh, like you wouldn't have fucked Tam if you had
I
the chance.
I wouldn't.
Oh, you're suddenly interested in performance
Shut
art?
Shut up.
I'm not sorry.
I got that impression. Can you tell me why, at least?
I don't know.
That's not good enough.
I don't know,
That's
really.
Not good enough, Sky. Tell me why.
Because it's the planet. It's the whole planet, you know? It's the whole world.
What?
It's so big, we can't even imagine it. And when it's gone, there's just gonna be this huge hole, just this empty spot in the middle of emptiness because of us.
That's about politics?
How could you vote for
something
like that?
I don't know, Sky. Maybe I wanted to start over. Maybe I wanted a clean slate. Maybe I wanted to stop being hung up on a shitty, shitty past and start thinking about moving forward. I think that sounds like a good idea.
A good idea that kills billions
Forget
of people.
Billions of people, okay? Billions of people aren't here right now. This is about you and me. I know you're afraid of dealing
I'm not
with that,
afraid.
But I think this matters. I think us matters more than who we voted for, more than some people on a rock.
You're right. I'm sorry. Did you mean it? About the clean slate?
Are you asking if I forgive you?
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
How? Why?
Because fuck it. It's the end of the world.
Now it's starting. My friends, if you could all make your way to your seats, please direct your attention to the skylight overhead. Look at it. The world. Our ancestral home. Once a shining blue-green jewel, now a brown, withering ruin. It's a husk. But it's a husk from which we were all born. But after every birth, the cord must be cut. The bird must eventually take wing, leaving the nest to crumble. Tonight, we prove the age-old truism, you can't go home again. That's right, folks. It's time to blow this fucker up!
All I'm saying is there's a time and a place for this kind of thing.
I'm not apologizing. I think I really made a difference.
Excuse me, may I have a moment?
My
name's Jim Cox. He, him. President and CEO of Vertex.
I know who you are. Tam. They, them. Speak.
I think your work is remarkable.
You're perceptive.
I know some people over at the McDonald's cruiser. They've been looking for a new guerrilla marketing campaign. Something daring. Shocking, even.
Go on.
Do you think you could perform your piece, but instead of wings, you could use $5 premium white meat chicken selects? Addendum. Could you do it if someone paid you an enormous amount of money?
Mr. Cox, my partner is an artist. All due respect, they wouldn't want to compromise.
How much money?
I'm living the high. Way up in the skylight, and nothing's gonna bring me.
You were right.
Down.
It is something.
Sure is.
When you live a life,
oh.
My life.
Oh fuck!
What?
Oh god damn it! Fuck me! Shit!
What happened?
We forgot to fill out the form.
Oh right. Shit. What happens to Ash?
I mean, I guess he's dead. Yeah.
We did all we could.
Yeah. We did all we could.
Make like a bird and fly life. Cause when you're living the high life, nothing's gonna bring you down. Thank you. And good night.
A World Where was written by Ani Ryder and H.K. Goldstein. It was sound designed, edited, and composed by Ani Ryder, and directed and executive produced by H.K. Goldstein. Performances by Alexandria Churchwell, Angel Lynn, Brenda Dixit, Frida Celeste, Hunter Getz, Jesse Yates, Maddie Sherrill, Maya Davy Ross, Spring Sutter, Susanna Perkins, Tay Braun, Thomas Headland, Ani Ryder, and H.K. Goldstein. Special thanks to Megan Dietrich,